presenting Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs lifting the lid of Hop's Aviation Question Box to begin another week. As you know, Hop is offering a $25 war bond to the writer of any question he answers incorrectly. The only rule is that the writer must inform Hop of the mistake within 24 hours. And to make it more interesting, Hop has slipped in a few wrong answers purposely, just to see whether or not you're on your toes. Last week, there were three wrong answers, and none of the writers claimed their prize. And that's a shame, too. So if you've sent in a question, be sure to listen to check Hop's answer. Well, let's see how you make out this week. All set? Watch them now. Here goes with question number one from Richard Grubiak of Yonkers, New York. Richard would like to know whether the British Boulton Paul Defiant is, Hop says, it's a two-seat fighter monoplane. Fred Backus of Troy, New York asks, is there an American B-10 bomber? If so, who makes it? Hop replies, never heard of the B-10. Eleanor Thurman of New York City asks, is the U.S. Navy dive bomber, the Buccaneer, powered with a 1,700 horsepower engine, and what are its dimensions? Hop replies, the Brewster SB-2A-1, called Buccaneer in the U.S. Navy, and Bermuda in the British Fleet Air Arm, is powered by a 1,650 horse Wright double-row cyclone engine. Its dimensions and performance are military secrets. Dick Nuckton of Castle Hayne, North Carolina, would like to know whether the U.S. Air Forces has any hurricane fighters. Hop replies, not that I know of. The only hurricane we know of is the British Hawker. Harley Eaton of Bolivar, New York, asks, what is the name of the Republic P-47? Hop answers, the Thunderbolt. And believe me, it is. They fly right over our house. The P-47 is probably the world's most deadly fighter, carrying more than a ton of guns and ammunition. Well, that's about all for now. More questions and answers at the end of the program. Be sure to listen. Until then, remember that America needs flyers.
And now for our story. Recuperating from a severe bullet wound inflicted on him by Paul Kruger, a German saboteur, Hop Harrigan is a patient in a small hospital at Jenkins, Alaska. Although snatched from death by the skill of the hospital's chief surgeon, Hop is still in grave danger. This time, however, the danger stems from Paul Kruger, who has sworn to eliminate Hop, to finish the job his rifle bullet failed to accomplish. As our last episode ended, a young woman employed by Kruger, a Nazi sympathizer, was standing at Hop's bedside in a nurse's uniform. She had just turned out the light, and her hand was reaching for a sharp-bladed knife hidden in her pocket. Paul Kruger's orders were to eliminate Harrigan, and the Nazi woman was about to obey them. But meanwhile, Tank Tinker and Hop's Aunt Agatha, having left the hospital, were walking along the dark streets in the direction of their hotel when Tank suddenly stopped short. Listen.
You know, Aunt Agatha, I've been thinking.
I must say that's pretty unusual for you, Tank, particularly at 2 o'clock in the morning. What are we stopping for? Can't you walk and think at the same time?
No, I've been thinking maybe I better go back to the hospital.
What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
Oh, me? I feel fine. I'm thinking about Hop.
What about Hop?
Well, if his hunch is right, if someone is really trying to knock him off, I thought maybe I'd better go back and sit in this room the rest of the night.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Tank. Hop is perfectly safe. After all, Alaska does belong to the United States. We're not in Germany. No one would dare lay a hand on him.
Then how come he thinks there was poison in the glass of milk that nurse gave him and then knocked out of his hands?
Well, Tag, I didn't say anything when he brought that up. But I can assure you there was no poison in that milk.
Then why did he tell me to take the empty glass and have the sentiment at the bottom analyzed?
The what?
The white powder, the sentiment.
Oh, Tank, it's sediment. S-E-D-I-M-E-N-T.
Okay, why did he want it analyzed?
What difference does it make? Now, look, Tank, it's much too late to be standing on a street corner discussing poisoned milk and sediment. That can all wait until morning. Now, come on, it's almost 2:30.
I'd feel better if I went back to the hospital, Aunt Agatha.
Don't be a child, Tank.
Honest, I would.
All right. Go ahead, but I think you're out of your mind.
I'll walk you up to the hotel.
Oh, well, don't bother. It's just on the next block. Oh, do you want me to take that empty milk glass with the sentiment in it?
Oh, would you?
Let me have it.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Agatha. I'll see you in the morning at the hospital.
You're really going back there?
Yeah, I won't sleep anyway thinking about Hop laying there all alone, helpless-like.
Well, I admire your faithfulness, Tank, but I certainly question your good sense. Well, since there's no talking you out of it, go ahead. Good night.
Good night, Aunt Agatha.
And please make it clear to Hop that this was not my idea.
Okay, I will. So long.
Retracing his steps, Tank hurries back to the hospital, unaware that his sudden decision to spend the night in Hop's room was the most fortunate decision he ever made. For Hop is in grave danger, and every second counts. Entering the hospital, he starts across the foyer toward the corridor when the gray-haired head nurse at the reception desk looks up.
Just a moment, please.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Where do you think you're going?
Room 24.
Come here a minute, please.
Okay. My buddy's in room 24, Lieutenant Harrigan. My name's Tinker, and I thought
Visiting hours are between 10 in the morning and 9 at night. It's now almost 3.
Yeah, I know, but I figured I'd sit with Hop.
I'm afraid you figured wrong, Sergeant. No visitors are permitted after 9.
But I ain't no visitor. Hop's my superior officer. It's kind of like, well, it's like army regulations for me to guard him.
Do you expect me to believe that?
Honest it is.
Now look, Sergeant. Suppose you go back where you came from and get a good night's sleep, and in the morning you can visit Lieutenant Harrigan.
No, that ain't no good. You see, I'm kind of worried about him, and I gotta sit in his room all night.
Absolutely not. After all, this is a hospital, not a hotel. We can't permit...
Jumping jennies, what was that?
Help!
That's Hop, yelling for help.
Sergeant, come back.
Nothing doing, lady.
Help!
Please, talk, what's going on in there? I'm coming, Hop. There's the room, 24.
Stop it. Let go, Maya.
Hey. Look out, Tank. Look out. She's got a knife.
I'll kill you. Kill you.
That's what you think, sister. Okay, I got her, Hop. Let her go.
My arm. You're breaking.
Drop that knife. Drop what I said. That's better.
Heaven, what's happening?
Call the police and get a doctor to look at Hop.
No. I'm all right, Tank. I think. Turn on the light.
Yes. I'll do it. There.
Now call the police. Hurry.
Who is that young woman?
Why, isn't she one of your nurses?
Of course not. I've never seen her before.
Okay, we'll find out who she is later. Call the cops, will you, please?
No, wait a minute. That won't be necessary. Sit her down in that chair, Tank.
I'll call Dr. Phillips. Oh, this is terrible.
Will you close the door, please, nurse?
All right, but I'll be back.
Come on, sit down and stay down, or I'll have to forget you're a dame and poke you one.
You can't do anything to me.
Oh, no? Listen, sister, I can let
you... Hold it, Tank. Pick up that knife and put it on the table. Watch her.
She ain't getting out of this room. Don't worry. Hey, the knife handle's got a hunk of flannel wrapped around it.
Yeah, I know. Must be a reason. Put it on the table.
What'd she try to do? Stab you, Hop?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
You shut up, sister.
Tank, what made you come back?
Gosh, I don't know. I just had a feeling I ought to be hanging around.
Oh, boy, it's a good thing you had that feeling. I could have held her mom much longer.
Don't you think we better call the cops?
No, not yet, Tank. Tank, watch her. She's edging out of the chair.
Get back there, you little wildcat.
You can't touch me. I've done nothing.
Just try to murder my pal, that's all.
Who are you? Who sent you here?
I don't have to talk.
You don't have to talk, miss, but you will.
Nobody can make me talk.
Oh, no?
No rough stuff, Tank.
You ought to get her ears pinned back good.
Well, the police can do that once we turn her over. You're German, aren't you? Probably a Nazi.
Wouldn't you like to know? Dr. Phillips will be right over.
Now, young woman, Will you kindly explain what you're doing in that uniform?
We'll worry about the uniform later, Miss...
Miss Sterling, I'm head night nurse, and I demand to know how this young woman got that uniform. Here, let me look at the name in the collar.
Stay away from me! I'll scratch your eyes out, you old witch.
Why, you nasty, impertinent little...
I'd suggest you keep away from her, Miss Sterling. She's bad business.
What's she doing here?
She tried to murder me with that knife on the table.
Oh, oh, good heavens. I'll call the police at once.
No, wait, Miss Sterling. Let's give her a chance to talk. May I have a drink of water, please?
Certainly. Here.
Thank you. Now, what do you say? Will you talk, or shall we call the police in?
Go ahead, call them. You've got nothing on me.
Oh, what a horrid creature.
All right, Miss Sterling. You can call the police.
I certainly will.
You're in for it now, sister. What good?
That's what you think!
Hank, look out the window! Stop her!
Diving headlong through the closed window, Paul Kruger's female assistant makes a desperate bid for freedom. But only a miracle could have possibly prevented her being injured. And yet, if she does make good her escape, there will be almost no way to track Kruger down. What will happen? We'll know tomorrow, so be sure to listen. Same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Well, here we are back again for another short session with the Aviation Question Box. You all set? Okay. Bill Laraway of Sydney, New York asks, is there an A-31 plane? Hop replies, not so far as he knows. Joe Gero of Vidor, Texas asks, what is the most easily damaged part of a plane? Hop replies, combat flyers seem to agree that the tail is the most vulnerable part of a plane. Larry D. Sheridan of Oak Grove, Missouri, asks, does the twin tail on the P-38 make it go faster? Hop replies, no, not necessarily. The twin tail gives it greater stability and maneuverability. With the twin tail, the P-38 can fly and land with one engine. And you, of course, can see the advantages of that. Ray Greeninger of Avoca, Minnesota, asks, what is a grasshopper? And what purpose does it serve in the U.S. Army? Hop replies, a grasshopper is a small, light liaison plane like the Piper O-59. It's called a grasshopper because it can make short hops, fly low, and land in places where full-size ships would have trouble. Otis Patter would like to know whether a Bell Aero Cobra has a cannon in the nose. Hop says, yes, either a 20 or 37 millimeter cannon firing through the air screw. Well, that's about all the time we have tonight, so we close the question box again. So long, happy landings, and don't forget, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hump Harrigan, taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hump Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.